This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Around 22% of Columbus County voters have taken advantage of the early polls. The Board of Elections said that as of close of business Wednesday, 8,592 ballots have been cast at the county's five polling places. Early voting goes on through November 2nd for the November 5th election. A Taber City man has been arrested for statutory rape of a child. Wally Dean Whaley, age 61, is being held under $1 million secured bond on a single count. The female victim was between the ages of 12 and 15 when the alleged rape occurred. We've reached out to law enforcement for more information. Someone stole a carport from a Sierra Gorda home over the past couple of weeks. The 12x20 structure was reported missing yesterday from a home in the 19,000 block of Porter Swamp Road. A real estate agent discovered the theft and contacted the owner. A fire on the state line required the assistance of multiple departments Wednesday. A home, several other structures, and multiple vehicles were destroyed in a blaze near Taber City. Smoke was visible for several miles. No one was injured. Columbus County and Columbus Regional Health Source have entered into an agreement to convert the former Acme Delco School to a medical facility that would serve the east end of the county. Commissioners announced the new partnership at Monday's meeting. CRHS referred to the deal as a strategic opportunity to take advantage of the expected building and population boom in that area. Work on the project is expected to get underway in the very near future. Donations are still needed for Hurricane Helene victims in western North Carolina, but there's been some changes in the process. Black's Tire is now accepting general donations at all of its locations. Volunteers are needed at Black's Tire facility and the former Ford dealership in Wyville to help pack and sort. The Sheriff's Office is accepting donations at MacArthur Supply and Chabern. They're looking for warm clothes, blankets, socks, heaters, gloves, and cash for heaters. Call 910-654-4615. The Columbus Baptist Association has shifted over to only accepting financial donations. Checks can be made out to the CBA. Note that the donation is for Helene relief. The Veterans Memorial Park is having a $10 spaghetti plate sale Friday to benefit the new Veterans Outreach Center. Contact any park volunteer for a plate. Columbus County is going to host a basic beaver trapping class Saturday at the Soil and Water Conservation Office at the county complex. The bounty this year for beavers is $80 per animal. Call 910-642-2196, extension 3, to pre-register for the class. Going to be a whole lot of trunk-or-treating going on this weekend, folks, so listen up and let's go have some fun. Hallsboro is going to have a community trunk-or-treat and fall festival from 5 to 8 p.m. at Bogue Park. There'll be free hot dogs, candy, games, and more. Hallsboro Church of God is sponsoring a trunk-or-treat at the same time, and Hallsboro Baptist Church will sponsor its fall festival and chili cook-off from 6 until 8 p.m. Late Welcome All Safe Night, one of the largest events in the county, is from 6 to 8 p.m. Saturday at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. There will be games, free food, trunk-or-treating, and more. Western Prong Baptist Church will hold trunks of treats at 821 South Madison Street in downtown Whiteville Sunday from 6:30 until 8:30 p.m. That's near the old Lewis Smith Shopping Center. There will be food, music, and Tom's Coffee Truck. The Chabern Baptist Church is going to host Trunk or Treat Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. There will be games, barrel train rides, face painting, a photo booth, hayride, and other fun. And Scout Troop 507 is going to host a fall carnival at the Veterans Memorial Park Monday at 6:30 p.m. There will be food, games, and more. The park is located on US 701 south of Whiteville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.